This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
When movie makers want to guarantee their investment, they'll pick an old favourite in the lead role. And that's why Santa Claus, Jesus Christ, Sherlock Holmes and Dracula the Vampire appear so frequently. I love movies. But I also love accuracy, and that's why I have to tell you that as far as vampires are concerned, the movies tell you two big lies about the bite. First, it would take more than just a few seconds for the victim to go unconscious. And second, if biting the victim turns them into a vampire, well, by now, we should all be vampires. Now, for a vampire to survive, we're told that they have to feed on the life essence of a living creature, usually their blood. Part of the unnatural process of the vampire getting their nourishing meal of blood is the victim falling unconscious and being set on the pathway of becoming a vampire themselves. Legends of supernatural creatures that survived on the blood or flesh of the living have been around for thousands of years. The ancient Persians, Babylonians, Hebrews, Assyrians, Greeks and Romans each had their own folklore about blood-guzzling demons and spirits. Similar legends exist across Africa, both North and South America, and Asia. But it was the 1897 novel Dracula by Bram Stoker that seems to have started the modern European vampire character and subsequent vampire culture. In 2016, a group of physics students from the University of Leicester in the United Kingdom worked out how long it would take for an actual vampire to make a real person unconscious from a bite on the neck. They assumed that you would fall unconscious once you lost about 15% of your blood. Now, a typical and worthy blood donation is around 10% of your blood volume. But the physics students probably figured that a bit more blood loss, 15% instead of 10%, combined with the shock of somebody else's canine teeth stabbing into the carotid artery in your neck, would make you swoon. The students also assumed that the vampire's fangs made two tiny puncture holes each, half a millimetre across, and that the victim's blood would come out under a pressure of around 100 millimetres of mercury. Using these numbers, they came up with a time of 6.4 minutes to drain 3/4 of a litre of blood from the carotid artery. Now, by the way, the reason that it takes longer at the blood bank to drain about half a litre of blood is that it's seeping from a vein at low pressure, rather than squirting from an artery at high pressure. But in the land of movies, the victim faints within a few seconds. That's brief enough for the vampire to make a quick getaway before the hero arrives with a crucifix and garlic. Sadly, it might not be enough time for the vampire to get a proper feed. But there's another problem. What if there are no more humans left to bite? Let's start with just one vampire. They plunge their fangs into the neck of a victim, who shortly joins them in the vampire club. Now we have two vampires. Now let's make a very conservative assumption. Let's assume that vampires need a feed only once every month. In the first month, we start with one vampire. But in the second month, we have two. By the third and fourth months, we double and double again to four and then eight vampires. By 10 months, there are 512 vampires. 512! 20 months gets us to 500,000 vampires, while 30 months has 500,000,000, half a B for billion vampires roaming the planet looking for their next meal from a less than willing human. 33 months after the first vampire had their first bite, there are now 4 billion vampires, and somewhat fewer than 4 billion rather nervous humans remaining. And bingo, 34 months or less than 3 years after the first vampire had their first hot liquid meal, every human on the planet has been turned into a vampire. Suddenly, there is no food remaining, and the vampires are left with a combination of immortality and an unquenchable thirst. But one way to guarantee their remaining human stock would be to kill all other vampires by driving a wooden stake through the heart of each newly created vampire. Yes, the vampire cycle of life would continue, but then they would have no vampire friends. Now we have the astonishing stats on vampires. But don't be afraid. It's only a movie.
What does it mean? Why is it so?